Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hello, Romeo. Good evening. My name is Edson from Capital One Bank on the recorded line. Romeo, I got a customer here online with us. She got a charge on her credit card. We need to verify some information. Let me bring her online and see what we can resolve the issue. One moment, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Started.
One moment. Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Hello, Ms. House. I got Romeo on the line. He's an agent from the merchant customer service. Please provide him any information you require. Let me get this resolved. Go ahead, Romeo.
And can we get started by getting your zip code?
89404.
And a first and last name?
K House.
And can you verify your address?
P.O. Box 30, 195 Tumbleweed Lane, Denio, Nevada, 89404.
One moment. And do you recall on March the 8th paying the shipping and handling for the free Wi-Fi booster?
Okay, I didn't get a booster. I got a repeater. But it was on it was the $5.74 charge, and then they said I agreed to the $67.32. I didn't see that, but that's my fault. So I waited, and then I got the item the very next day, but I can't get anybody. First off, it's not a booster, it's a repeater, but they said it would still do the same thing. So I said, okay, so how do I set it up? Because there's no instructions. And they gave me phone numbers. When I contacted you people or them by email, which is the way I had to contact them, they sent me phone numbers. But when I called the phone numbers, those people said they didn't know how to set it up. So I'm sitting here with a thing that doesn't work because I can't set it up. Nobody has been able to help me set it up. And so I'm stuck. I don't know what to do.
Yes, ma'am, and you should have received a manual.
There's no manual. There's a sheet of paper, but the instructions are so vague and so scrambled. And I even called a neighbor that was pretty good at stuff, and he came over and looked at it, and he said, I can't make heads or tails of it. So he couldn't set it up either. So, again, I emailed them. Nothing. The phone numbers they give me are people that don't know how to set it up. So I can't set it up. I'll be happy to return it to you. I mean, it's of no use to me the way it is.
Yes, ma'am, and it does show that your account was already canceled. One moment, if you don't mind.
Sure. I canceled because I didn't want any more charges of $67.32 a month. I'm on Social Security, and I can't afford that kind of money.
One moment.
Sure. Just bear with me, ma'am. He's going to review.
Thank you. I appreciate you staying on the line so
no
you
problem.
Can hear what's said.
Don't worry. We're here to help.
Okay, and what we can do for you is try to send you a clearer manual, ma'am.
Okay, and what if when you send it to me, what if I don't understand it? How am I going to get somebody to walk me through it?
We don't walk.
Look, I'm 84 years old.
Let me ask you a quick
savvy.
Question, Romeo. What
Go
about
ahead,
if
sir.
She wants to cancel and return the item?
She can't. Well, we can only get her refunded 35% of that latest charge. Pardon me?
The item is not working, and you guys never provide the proper instructions.
Yes, sir. We did send the proper instructions. She just didn't understand the manual.
it wasn't a manual. It was a simple sheet of paper with very confusing instructions. Even my tech-savvy person in the town couldn't understand them.
Would you like that refund?
So I asked for somebody to walk me through it. Say
would
on the
like-
line, me through it. I'm good at following instructions, but nobody can do that.
Yes, ma'am, and the only assistance we really can give you is that in, is that manual. That's why I stated that we can send you a better manual. Would you like that?
Well, it's worth a try. If I don't understand it, then how do I get someone to walk me through it?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
Isn't there anybody in the organization?
And if not, she can get a refund if she's not able to install it or get it
to
work? Is she able to get a refund if she's not able to get it work?
No, sir, because...
Not 35% up. Not 35%, the full amount.
No, sir, she is not.
Okay, I'm from Capital One Dispute Department, and that's the reason I'm calling. I don't want to dispute the charge, because I know speaking with you guys, we may be able to resolve the issue. Now, this charge is just 15 days, not even 15 days ago, about 8 days ago, correct?
And as it stated in our terms and conditions, before she made that purchase, it was going to enroll her into that factory direct savings store, which billed her $67.32. So what we can do for you is get you refunded 50% of that amount, and that's the most we can do for you.
50% of the amount. That's what you can do.
Yes, sir.
What about that, Ms. House?
Pardon me?
What do you think? I mean, it's better than nothing.
I definitely understand.
Do they want the item back?
No, ma'am, you can't keep the product.
It's no good, but I'm satisfied with that.
One moment while I get that
refunded for
you.
If you think it's okay.
Sure. Go ahead, sir. One moment, Ms. House.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here, ma'am. Just bear with me.
Okay. All right.
And that refund will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, what is the dollar amount you're refunding?
That amount is $33.66.
You say $33.56?
Yes, sir.
Bear with me, man. There's a way still, Romeo, can you guys send her one of the format with this to install the item? Can you send her that, a sheet?
That manual? One moment while I get that down for you.
Sure. One moment, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Whatever. I'll hang on to you. Let me know what to do. Sorry for the growling in the background.
No, Mom. One moment. No worries.
I have guard dogs.
No worries.
And I'm upset, so they're sitting here growling at me like, what's wrong?
Yes, ma'am, and can we get a good phone number for you?
Yes, 775-770-4963.
That was 775-770-4963?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, and I did just get that manual sent to you. You should be receiving it in the next 3 to 4 business days.
Okay, how are you sending it?
USPS, ma'am.
Okay.
You got any question, Ms. House?
No, I don't.
Please stay on the line. Thank you very much for your help, Romeo.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.